In a nostalgic farewell, the vibrant sounds of Laytonville's beloved watering hole, Boomers, echoed through the air on its final night before permanent closure on Friday, May 3rd. A bustling crowd of approximately 100 patrons spilled out from the iconic Horseshoe Bar onto the parking lot, gathering beneath the golden letters spelling out Boomers at the north end of Laytonville along Redwood Highway 101. Originally established in 1931 by Frank Boomer and Martha May Kelton, Boomers has, until now, stood the test of time, evolving from a humble roadhouse to a cherished community hub. Boomer is a logging term referring to a man who doesn't stay long on any job. According to Boomer's website, it's, quote, one who works just long enough to get a liquor steak and the wrinkles out of his belly, a fitting name for this fine establishment. End quote. Cayman News had the opportunity to speak with Kay Cookendall, owner and wearer of multiple hats at the cherished locale, shedding light on its rich history and sentimental significance.
This is Kay Cookendall. I'm the owner of Boomer Saloon. I've been the owner for 14 years. Boomer's has been around since 1931. The first proprietor of Boomer's was a guy named Boomer. Frank was his first name, and his nickname was Boomer Kelton. And he and his wife ran the bar here in town for years and years. And then Bob and Sheila Larson owned it for over 30 years. And they built the location where we are right now. And Boomer's has been here ever since. This location opened in 1987.
According to Boomer's website, in 1985, owners Bob and Sheila Larson wanted to create a classy San Francisco-style bar shaped like a horseshoe and made of red oak and Honduran mahogany. The shoe, as the locals like to call it, connects Long Valley buckaroos, old hippies, and loggers alike to the rest of the world. However, this era came to an end when Boomer's announced on April 1st it would be closing its doors indefinitely.
Oh, God, there's so many things. I mean, you can just pretty much, economy, number one. COVID really hit us really hard, as it did most of the hospitality businesses. And just everything, you know, the electric prices have gone through the roof, so even just running refrigeration anymore costs a fortune. And we no longer have our green economy up here. That kept the place hopping for years and years, and logging before that, and neither one of those businesses are still thriving. So pretty much the economy.
Against the backdrop of a broader trend of economic strain plaguing the Emerald Triangle, the closure of Boomer's represents yet another casualty in a string of businesses shutting their doors in recent history. The rural landscape poses its own challenges, but staffing shortages, erratic business cycles, lack of affordable housing, not to mention the current economy, has made operating and maintaining a business precipitously difficult.
If a business that's been around since 1931 goes out of business and it's thrived for 90-some years and then all of a sudden it's gone, well, that can tell you right there what the state of, you know, our economy is. It's in bad shape. There's no business coming in to fill the void where logging left and the green economy left, and there's just no businesses coming in to fill that void.
After Boomer's closes, Cookendall does not know what will become of the large space the bar and restaurant once occupied at 45020 North Highway 101. The Boomer's building was sold to the Cato Indian Tribe of Laytonville in June 2023, months after the tribe closed its Red Fox Casino in Laytonville. At the time, representatives from the tribe told Mindo Voice that, quote, "We do not own Boomer's Bar or other businesses within, but look forward to maintaining a good working relationship with the tenants of the building," end quote. The Boomer's business was listed for sale at $230,000, including all business assets, liquor license, and equipment, in October of last year. And curiously, that listing is still online as of present. What we know for certain, Boomer's may be gone, but the memories will last forever.
There's just too many. There's just way too many. We've had some excellent shows here with some Grammy award-winning artists, reggae artists, and bike runs with thousands and thousands of motorcycles. I mean, it's just, it's always just been a lot of fun. It's always been a good location, and of course all my employees are the best. They all always have been, and couldn't do it without them. So most of them, a lot of them have been with me since I bought the place. So they're out here right now setting up the bar. We think it's going to be a big event. We've got karaoke to close out the night, which has always been a crowd favorite. And all the bartenders are going to be on today. We're going to have full staff. And I think it's just going to be fun. We're going to drink everything till it's gone, pretty much.
An auction will take place at 1 p.m. on Sunday, May 19th, for the neon signs, custom wine rack, tables and chairs, bar stools, beer tins, vintage mirrors, booth seating, and more. Tom Allman will be the auctioneer, and the auction will take place at the Boomer's location on Highway 101. For KMUD News, I'm Stella Gerkins.
All right, guys, give it up for